Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If it's Father's Day, it means it is a U.S. Open. And this one at Oakmont in Pennsylvania. Such a difficult golf course. And then it rained. And then there was a rain delay. And then things got chaotic. To talk about the U.S. Open major championship and the crazy finish, we bring in Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Lori, how you doing?
I'm doing well. As you say, it's a tradition like none other. You and I, after a golf major, hopping on to talk about it. And the fun thing is, there's almost always something interesting in an interesting storyline. Here we have JJ Spahn, and if people, I know he's played well recently, but try and explain what happened Sunday, the way he started off and the way he finished.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. He bogeyed 5 out of his first 6 holes. He got a couple of terrible breaks. He hit the pin. The flag stick on 2, and the ball rappelled 50 yards down. You know, that's kind of a pitched green going back down toward the fairway. As he said afterwards, that was kind of a 2-shot swing. But I mean, when you look at the way he conducted himself, Laurie, and obviously he's not a big name. Obviously, I covered the Players Championship in March, and he, you know, kind of came out of nowhere and was, you know, ended up in a playoff with Rory McIlroy and ended up losing on the Monday the day after. But I'm sure this was not the winner that the guys in the grill room at Oakmont here were envisioning, right? I mean, this was just a weird week, and part of it was course conditions, part of it was the weather, part of it was there was just a lot of stuff going on. But you got to give this guy credit. He literally was the poster child for just keeping your head down and not letting stuff bother you. And that's what he did. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody else just kind of fell off, and he seized the moment on 17 and 18. And he's one of, very few people that have birdied 17 and 18 to win a U.S. Open. And some of those guys just a handful of those guys are Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods, and John Rahm as well. Only 4 other people have done that before, and he's in that company right now. So you have to feel good for him. And quite frankly, this was not a great major championship up until the last 45 minutes. I mean, it was kind of a pillow fight today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he kind of stepped up at the end and seized it. And it made it a cool finish. But, you know, I mean, listen, the weather had a lot to do with it. It was a mess out there, as you saw on television. You know, quite frankly, selfishly, I'm glad they got it in because I'm actually playing the golf course tomorrow, or actually this morning at about 10 o'clock. So I was kind of hoping there wasn't going to be a playoff tomorrow because it would have bounced me from that special opportunity.
Well, you know, it's funny that often I sit home watching these majors, and in particular, of course, with the Masters, you look at these golf courses and you think, man, I'd like to play that course. How special and fun would that be? And I envy you. I have to say, looking at Oakmont, that's one that I look at and think, you know what? Nah, I don't think that's for me.
You might not want any part of that. You're right.
I'm not sure if I want to play Oakmont. So, but help people out a little here with also the, so this is a very difficult golf course anyway. And then with the conditions at about 4 o'clock, it starts pouring and there's a rain delay, which you don't get that often in golf for it to, you know, but they were worried about, worried about lightning. And so there's a rain delay of about an hour and 40 minutes. And after that, the course at that point, they can squeegee all they want, but this thing was like a slip and slide is how it looked on TV. It just looked like puddles everywhere. And so how much is that a true test of golf? And I know you wanted to play the course the next day, but is it a fair test of golf when it looks like that?
Well, it's fair because everybody's playing it in the same conditions. But yeah, it's a shame. You know, I actually give this the grounds staff a lot of credit because this place was already very wet before the start of the week. I think they got 10 inches of rain in the previous 15 days here before this tournament started. So it was pretty wet already. And, to have gotten rain, this week and particularly, today where it was torrential. And they got torrential rain, day before, too. So I got to give them credit, but in terms of fair, everybody's playing it. Did it help the quality of the golf? No, I don't think it did for a while. You referenced the difficulty of the course. This place has a reputation. The membership at Oakmont wants this place to be diabolical. And, Gil Hance, who's the golf course architect, is probably one of the best at what he does. You know, he came into the restoration. I was at a breakfast with him, a Rolex breakfast, like early in the week. And he had a couple of funny anecdotes because he basically said the membership told him, don't you dare make this place any less difficult than it already was when you do the restoration. You know, that was one of his edicts, to deliver. So, and then you combine that with the fact that the USGA always has a bit of a sadistic side to it, in terms of the course setup and the high rough and all that stuff. And yeah, honestly, and I wrote my column, for today's post about the fact that, was this really a great watch for the golf fan? I think at the end of the day, the people at Oakmont who like their place to be really difficult, the golf course ended up kind of winning other than, JJ at the end was magnificent and he was the absolute deserving winner of this thing. But, the golf course really was kind of the story and the winner at the end. And, I think all of us wanted to see Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy and all those guys. None of them played that well. And DeChambeau, all those guys. Now, listen, that's on them for not playing well enough. But I kind of find, Lori, that, when you look at the Masters, for example, the cream usually rises to the top of the Masters. Who cares if they shoot 12, 15 under, whatever? Is that a problem? I don't have a problem with it. And this is no offense to J.J. Spahn at all, but I just feel like I don't think that this setup, combined with as difficult as golf course already is, as it's, in its raw self, allowed for the cream to rise to the top. And this is, again, this is nothing against J.J. Spahn, but, look at the top players in the world. None of them was in contention this week. I kind of wonder, did the viewer, listen, you're a golf fan, were you really that compelled until the last hour or 45 minutes or so? I mean, it was, like I said, it was kind of, a war of attrition at some point. Nobody was really making any magnificent golf shots until the end.
I kept hoping. So for people who didn't follow it as closely on Sunday as I did, Scottie Scheffler ended up at +4, which I know in and of itself for golf I mean, that means he's finishing four over par for the tournament, which seems like, you know, obscene for a golfer of his caliber. But ultimately, J.J. Spahn was the only golfer who ended up under par. He was minus one. Everybody else, you know, the golf course, as you said, won. Everybody else was over par. I kept watching and expecting, because of the sublime golf that we've been watching from Scottie Scheffler, because of his brilliance, I kept thinking that something would switch on and he finished plus four, that all it would take would be a couple of putts to fall and suddenly he'd be at plus two, plus one in striking distance. And with the way the others were falling apart, that pressure of him starting to make a move, you know, I kept waiting for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, and it just didn't happen all week, you know. And quite frankly, he played, and we spoke to him afterwards, he played better today than he had the previous 3 days. He just really never had it all week. He was playing better today. He just couldn't get any putts to drop. And as you said, had a couple of those things dropped, and he got to maybe two over or one over, maybe that changes J.J. Spahn's mindset a little bit. Or, you know, like in the days of Tiger Woods, you see, you know, when he was in his prime, everybody's here, you know, feeling and hearing the footsteps. But that just never happened at all. I mean, Scotty was kind of running in place the whole week. And I feel like he was four over pretty much all week, you know, and just never could get under, you know, underneath, you know, and better that. But J.J. Spahn saved the day in that last 45 minutes, those last two holes, you know. It was a magical finish. It was really cool to see. He's a good guy. He's a 34-year-old late bloomer journeyman underdog guy, you know, and that makes for a great story. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we want to see the top players in the world, the top ranked players in the world, you know, dueling it out. And as I say, you know, I kind of laugh a little bit because the Oakmont people, you know, the members, they want the difficult, you know, treacherous course, and they love the reputation. But at the end of the day, they're probably not celebrating, you know, putting J.J. Spahn's name up on a placard next to Ben Hogan and Jack Nicklaus and, you know, Johnny Miller and Larry Nelson, you know, the legends that actually have won, you know, U.S. Opens here.
Yeah. For those who missed it, it did look like we were watching before the rain delay. It looked like it was going to be a showdown between Sam Burns and Adam Scott. And then at the very end, the two of them, after the rain delay, fall apart. In the case of Burns, he had asked for some relief from the water and was denied that afterwards. How controversial was that, if at all?
Well, I think because of the classy way in which he handled it, Lori, it didn't end up being that controversial because he was pure class. He made it clear that he wanted, you know, he actually got a second opinion from another rules official who still denied him. But he did not bellyache about it at the time, nor did he afterward. And, so, you know, he handled with class. So it wasn't a factor. And quite frankly, that's not the reason he didn't win the golf tournament. He was coming apart prior to that anyway. So, you know, I don't think that was the difference, if you will, anyway. But he handled it beautifully afterwards. You have to give him a lot of credit because a lot of players wouldn't have handled it, you know, with that kind of aplomb, if you will.
Final question then, as we look ahead to the last major of the year at, you know, the British Open, the Open Championship, Royal Portrush in mid-July, about a month from now. How does that, you know, is, I know that the Open Championship, you know, the British Open can always be, depending on the weather, incredibly challenging and weird at times. But that course, are you expecting that to be one where we will see the top names at the top of the leaderboard?
I do, and I you know, it's my favorite championship to cover, to be honest with you. They don't do anything to the golf course there. They let the Mother Nature and the conditions of the weather dictate how difficult, you know, it's going to be. And what I'm most fascinated to see, and we haven't really mentioned his name barely in this conversation, is what Rory McIlroy does, because he's been absolutely lost since he, you know, since he won, you know, the Masters and completed a career Grand Slam. And, you know, he spoke after yesterday's round and again after today. And today he was pretty open about the fact that, you know, the last time he opened was at Portrush, which is essentially in his backyard. It's about an hour away from where he grew up in Northern Ireland. He was overwhelmed by the emotion, you know, of playing a major championship so close to home and whatnot. He ended up missing the cut. I mean, he made a mess of the first hole. I believe he lost a ball and never recovered. So you combine that with the fact that he's, you know, tied 47 at the PGA, missed the cut last week in Canada, was never in contention this week. You know, he spoke very openly about just trying to just get his mind right again and getting his, you know, he said, if I can't get motivated for a British Open, at Royal Portrush, I'm never going to get motivated. Because he's, you know, he's spoken openly and transparently about the fact that he has had trouble getting jacked up and getting motivated again since he, you know, since he kind of got to that pinnacle at Augusta. And it's understandable. But so to me, that's the most fascinating story that awaits, for that British Open, because, you know, he's lost his mojo and he's basically playing in a home game. So it should be pretty cool to see.
Beautiful part of the world. I was in that vicinity the last time, a little before the last time that they played at Portrush, and it's wonderful, wonderful part of the world.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite golf courses on the planet. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to play one time over there, and obviously covered the tournament there in 19. I'm going to play a little bit on my way up there, up in Donegal and whatnot, which is going to be pretty cool on the way, you know, in the couple of days before the Open. So it is, I mean, for anybody, I'm not trying to do an advertisement, but I'm telling you, if you're a golf junkie, go up there and play in that part of the world, because it is stunning.
I loved it. And all right, sometime we'll have there. I'll play around with you in in Northern Ireland. Have fun tomorrow and wear your galoshes. I'm sure it's going to be wet out there, but have fun at Oakmont. And I look forward to, I'll have to text you and see how you did.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.